We're calling this next interview, What the Heck Happened to the Price of Bear Stearns Stock? Well, we know what happened. A few weeks ago on a Friday afternoon, it was $30 a share after a very rough week for Bear Stearns. Then over that weekend, the Federal Reserve and J.P. Morgan announced that that bank was buying Bear Stearns, the brokerage house, and that the share price on Monday would be $2 a share. Dan Gross writes the Money Box column at Slate.com. Dan, I still don't get how it went from $30 a share on Friday, and it had been, I think, $57 the day before that, to $2 a share on Monday. So help me out here, can you please? What is the concept of valuation here?
Well, in theory, when one company buys another, you arrive at a price based on some metric of valuation. You compare it to its peers. If other companies in the field are trading for 15 times earnings or for 10 times the value of their assets, the acquirer has to come up with a price that fits within that range, and usually that tops that range because they're supposed to pay a premium for control of the asset.
Because this asset is something desirable. That's why they want to buy it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they go through a process where, you know, each side does its due diligence. The bankers come in, they bring in their consultants, they submit an offer to the board. The board hires an investment bank to provide what's called a fairness opinion, commonly known as a rubber stamp, you know, basically saying, yeah, this is a good price, go for it. So they can present that to the shareholders.
All right. Well, maybe that's it. The idea of the fairness price, because everyone was selling Bear Stearns stock for $30 a share on Friday. So if you were buying, you would think that's the fair price. But on Monday, suddenly it's not $30, it's $2.
Right. What happened here was a take under rather than a take over. Bear Stearns was essentially melting down. It was suffering from a run on the investment bank, and it was clear to the regulators and the people who had inside knowledge over the weekend that if Bear had opened for trading as per usual on Monday or Tuesday, its stock very well could have gone to zero. People were pulling their credit. They were pulling their business. This is a bank that had $33 of debt for every $1 of assets. Its days were really numbered, and of course, the market, in its wisdom, didn't quite realize that on Friday.
So you're saying that the actual real share price, if nothing had happened over the weekend, might have been less than $2, maybe not on Monday, but by Tuesday.
That's essentially, I think, what was put to the board of directors of Bear Stearns, who include plenty of people who own lots of stock. It was either take this at $2 a share today, or, you know, you may end up with $0 a share in a couple days.
Well, so, Dan, this is where I get to this question of valuation. I wonder if other people who don't follow the market as closely as you do and write about money and investing all the time have been saying to you over the last couple of weeks, how do I know that a stock that I'm buying now for, say, $50 a share is actually worth $50 a share? Doesn't it kind of raise questions about the whole way things work?
It certainly does, and people on the inside are as perplexed by this as people on the outside. One of the challenges and issues here is that Bear Stearns or any investment bank, any business that is built on finance and credit, it's not like other companies. When you're in the business of managing money and doing so by taking huge amounts of debt, you can literally be up hugely one day and essentially out of business the next day, which was sort of the case with Bear Stearns here.
A last question. What is one share of Bear Stearns stock worth today?
It's worth whatever people in the market are willing to pay for it, and right now it's saying that it's at something close to $10. When J.P. Morgan upped their willingness to pay from $2 to $10 a share, people in the market got excited saying, you know, actually it's worth something. Maybe some other people will come along and bid. Maybe the stock is in play. They pushed it up to about $11. Since then, it's slumped back to about $10 a share.
Dan Gross writes the Money Box column at Slate.com. Dan, things are clearer now, although I'm not sure I still trust valuation. Thank you.
Thank you.